The 2012 presidential election is now in the history books. President Obama won it decisively, and now comes the even harder work of governing in a polarized political environment. This is even more so true in the area of United States foreign policy, where new challenges and conflicts can seemingly occur overnight. The status of Sino-American relations, the economy of the Eurozone, and the continuing war on terror are but a myriad of issues that the Obama administration will have to address. However, there is a simmering, potentially explosive conflict with which President Obama cannot put off another day, another week, or another month. Growing tensions in the Middle East. Iran and Israel are poised for a conflict over Tehran's nuclear program. The bloodletting in Syria remains unabated. The Arab Spring from a few years back has produced a new crop of leaders, and yet our most recent presidential campaign failed to yield a broader conversation over the direction of U.S. foreign policy, with the exception of the terrorist attack on the American embassy in Benghazi and the assassination of Ambassador Chris Stevens. Still, the Obama administration has an opportunity to spend the political capital that it amassed during the campaign. Here, the president should call for a global conference on the Middle East peace process in the spirit of the 1991 Madrid conference. This would be an excellent forum to bring the principals together to the peace table to air out their differences, acrimony and all. And it would allow the broader global community to become part of the much-needed international conversation. At long last, water-sharing rights in that arid region of the world would be under public purview. The question of the right of return for Palestinian refugees, Jerusalem status, and statehood would be front and center as never before. The potentially deadly standoff between Israel and Iran could be resolved with the quartet, including the United States, the European Union, China, the Russian Federation, and the United Nations serving as honest brokers. The bloody regime of President Assad could be called into account, with Assad possibly being brought up on charges for committing crimes against humanity. In terms of the global consensus, this could be a no-brainer. A second Madrid conference would do much to bolster American credibility and leadership as it works cooperatively with allies and adversaries alike. Our Kentucky congressional delegation should petition the White House to act upon this matter with a sense of urgency, if for no other reason the stability of the world could long depend upon resolving these crises in the interest of peace. A global meeting with a structured and substantive agenda would be that perfect opportunity.